Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. A lot of important news and information that we're going to be covering. And we do have Mike Rivero for his monthly visit popping in via the webcam. We'll be live at prisonplanet.tv for a full 3 hours today. Then Richard C. Cook, economic historian, economist, will be breaking down the latest economic developments with the Dow going below 7,000 yesterday and continuing that today. And we're going to have State Rep. Dan Itza back on, who's got national attention for his bold resolutions that are pretty close to passing up in New Hampshire. They're having a big rally coming up, in 2 days there to try to get that passed in New Hampshire, declaring state sovereignty. So that is coming up as well. The news I have here in front of me is very, very important, obviously. Dow finishes below 7,000 for first time since 97. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted below 7,000 at the opening bell and kept driving lower all day, finishing at 6,763, and it's still below 7,000 this morning, last time I checked. A loss of nearly 300 points. Each of the 30 stocks in the index lost value for the day. So we'll be going over the details of that. Thousands of Mexican soldiers pour into the country's most violent city in crackdown on drug gangs. Yeah, drug gangs, they're trying to take over so they can have all the profits for themselves. Also, Obama releases secret Bush anti-terror memos. I guess you could say this was a good thing, though he's not releasing most of the secret Bush communiques. These are the John Yoo memos and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez memos. And guess what? They planned to ban free speech in the United States. They were testing whether they could get away with it or not. And that's about 3 years ago, I went on air and I said, folks, they are strongly considering banning free speech in the United States. And I could tell that because suddenly O'Reilly, suddenly Sean Hannity, suddenly the MSNBC host, the CNN host were saying, you know, these 9/11 truthers. And, you know, these anti-war protesters, this is a time of war, and protesting the war aids terrorists, because the war is against terrorists, and so this should be banned. Michael Weiner, the beatnik, poses as a conservative. He came out and said that you should be put in a labor camp because you shouldn't have the taxpayer pay for you to be in prison, so it would be a forced labor camp. And then even the Deputy Attorney General of California at the time, I'll never forget, in the Oakland Tribune said, we're not going to allow anti-war protest anymore in the state because the feds have handed down directives to us that protesting is aiding terrorists. Because if you protest a war that's supposedly against terrorists, because, you know, Saddam Hussein carried out 9/11, they were still putting out that lie at the time, then you're aiding terrorists. And so under the War Powers Act, and trading with the enemy and other such acts, we're banning it. But people still went out, protested, demonstrated. They tried the same thing. They tried the same situation over in Australia. The people just said no to it. So, see, the tyrants are trying to tell us to go under tyranny. We're just saying no. This is vital information we'll cover when we get back, and the economy and a lot more. We got three informative guests joining us today. Stay with us.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Released
another
shadow.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bush considered revoking the First Amendment. That's the International Herald Tribune. You and others also said in the October 23rd memorandum that, quote, First Amendment speech and press rights may also be subordinated to the overriding need to wage war successfully. And the memos went through how they will abolish posse comitatus by claiming that it's a national security issue. And that's why you began hearing, oh, there's bomb disposal teams with the Army. They're going to work with every county and every city to look for roadside bombs from Al-Qaeda. And then now we have their training manuals. We've had police call in. It's been in the mainstream news that they're preparing them for the American people to fight the government. See, the entire Homeland Security system was set up to be a tyranny. It is Homeland Security for the corrupt bankers to rob and loot us at will, where no one can block them, no state governments can stop them, no grand juries can indict them. This is all a larceny system. This is all a crime system so that they can loot and steal and control the population at will. This is high treason. But notice that they tried to float the idea, not just in the United States, but in England. Also in Australia, they said it's a war on terror. You can't criticize the government. You can't protest. That's a key article that was in the Oakland Tribune, 4 years ago, where the Deputy Attorney General said, we're banning protest of the war because, again, protesting the war aids terrorists because this war is against terrorists. And so if you're protesting, you're protesting in support of terrorists. And they cited different memos and confidential advice they were getting from the White House. And then we saw Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, but not just them, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC host, come out and beat the drum that we need to ban free speech when it protests this war. And anybody that protests the war needs to be put in a FEMA camp. Anybody who's a 9/11 truther that asks questions or protest needs to be arrested, quote, taken to Guantanamo Bay and tasered and tortured. These are quotes that I'm giving you, and I would see the same quotes, and they would look at the teleprompters and say the exact same thing in the exact same order. By the way, a bunch of that is in Truth Rising. We have those clips in my film, Truth Rising, where we show them one after the other saying the same thing on every channel. I mean, how diabolical is that? How wicked and underhanded is it that they hired 25,000 executives and individuals, quote, in key infrastructure with license to kill orders under FBI and Homeland Security orders with firearms saying, we'll give you orders of who to shoot to kill. And they've got 25,000 and growing. Mainstream news last year, InfraGuard. And then 3 years ago, we got the secret directives and documents to the pastors. At that time, 13,000. They then doubled it to 26,000 in 2008. And then it became mainstream news, exactly what we told people. I mean, I don't blame folks not being able to believe it when we posted secret FEMA documents with the preachers being prepared and to teach their flocks to take injections, forced inoculations, to go to camps, to have their families broken up. I mean, it's in the documents. And then it comes out on mainstream news. Oh, yes, pastors are being prepared to get the people ready for martial law and to do as they're told because the government's biggest problem in martial law is us. We're bad. The people are the enemy. Now, they didn't get away with this. You know, they tried to, 5.5 years ago, they ordered 14 million first responders. Every police officer, every firefighter, every nurse, every government employee of county, city, state, federal, every doctor, every EMS driver to take smallpox and experimental anthrax shots. Remember that? They said, you've got to take it. And the police and firemen and medical workers and doctors led the charge. They said, there's no law here that I have to take this smallpox shot. And then it came out that a lot of people that were taking it, it would cause an autoimmune flare-up in the arteries, mainly in men above 45, and they were having heart attacks and dying. And troops were taking it and dying, mainly officers because they were older. And reporters were taking it and dying in Iraq, but also here in the U.S. And so only 4,000 first responders took it, and close to 100 died, according to the L.A. Times, of this smallpox shot that was live smallpox. And then remember, Tommy Thompson wouldn't take it, and it came out that Ridge wouldn't take it either, and so it just collapsed. And I remember having police in two separate occasions walk up to me in gas stations when I was paying for gas and getting Gatorade or whatever, walking over and going, Alex, heard your show. None of us are taking it. And I was like, well, good job. Well, surely don't make us take it then, because they admit they're training police to drive the buses, to go door to door, to make people load on them, to then go to the local sports stadium. This is public. This is on record. And be forcibly inoculated. And they've done drills. We were told by Walmart managers in 2002 that there was a secret program with Walmart distribution centers and Walmart facilities under martial law to be where people are taken to be given the forced inoculations, and people didn't believe us. Then, 2 years ago, it came out in mainstream news that Walmart was indeed involved in, quote, helping during emergencies with emergency inoculations, and they did drills all over the country. You can Google all of this. You know, Walmart does vaccination drill, or Walmart does emergency preparedness drill, and people pull into the Walmart and drive through, and they give you shots. Now, first they did it with jelly beans. They did drills where they would give you a jelly bean as if it was your pill. Then they now have drills where you actually show up for the drill, and they advertise it locally, and the citizens get free flu shots, and you drive up, and the Army sits there and injects you with the flu vaccine. So they're beta testing this and drilling the firemen, drilling the police, drilling the National Guard, drilling the Walmart employees. Other businesses are involved. This is a massive program that they're engineering and gearing up for the world right now in a big, big way. But think of the magnitude of this. You know, we could tell by the propaganda that they were seriously considering ending free speech. And now they're announcing they are going to shut down the old web, force us onto a new web where everything you do is controlled, where you have a subdomain with one of 50 universities or 50 corporations, 100 total globally. You will have a subdomain like on MySpace or YouTube. They can delete your area. They can restrict you. They can censor you. And the New York Times and had the article 2 weeks ago saying, oh, yes, you'll lose your freedom for security and that the government will be gatekeepers. And now the Pentagon and NORTHCOM are openly taking over, quote, cybersecurity and the architecture of the Internet. So they're going to incrementally, through ending net neutrality, taxation, regulation, control, force everybody over into this censored Chinese-style Internet. Now, here they don't call it a Chinese-censored Internet, but in Australia, they come right out and say, yes, we're setting up Australian net-style censorship. There'll be a few thousand websites you can visit. They're doing it now. They are shutting down and trying to curtail free speech, but they're not going to get away with it. This is the International Herald Tribune. It's also AP, Reuters. It's everywhere. Bush considered revoking First Amendment. You and others in the White House said the October 23rd memorandum that First Amendment speech and press rights may also be subordinated to the overriding need to wage war successfully. The secret legal opinions issued by Bush administration lawyers after September 11, 2001 attacks included assertions that the president could use the nation's military within the United States to combat people deemed as terrorists and conduct raids without obtaining search warrants. The opinion was among nine that were disclosed publicly for the first time yesterday by the Justice Department and what the Obama administration portrayed as a step towards greater transparency. And I have to admit, this is the first thing good I've seen Obama do. I mean, this is good. The opinions showed a broad interpretation of presidential authority, asserting as well that the president could unilaterally abrogate foreign treaties, deals with detainees suspected of terrorism while rejecting input from Congress and conduct a warrantless eavesdropping program. And I am just stunned and amazed right now that Obama actually did something good. I mean, I wish he did all the stuff he said he was going to do a year and a half ago. End the war, not hire any lobbyists, close down Guantanamo. We were up here working late last night, and I went and picked up hot dogs from a local hot dog place. That's what the guys wanted. And I go in, and the two people behind the counter were fans of the show. Everybody that came in, three different groups of people that came in while I was there getting hot dogs, they were all fans. Just an example of how big this show's getting and how effective, thanks to you out there spreading the word. And but one guy said, you know, you're kind of down on Obama. Didn't he really close Guantanamo? And I said, no. He'll look at closing it in 1 year, and he has said they're going to continue rendition, secret arrest, and not follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or Geneva Convention. And I gave him some of the headlines, you know, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. And I said, just Google that. And I had another guy, when I was walking down the street the other day, he'll come over and start talking to me and saying, hey, you know, I liked when you were on Bush, but it seems like you're even more against Obama. That's because the globalists are making their move right now like never before and endowing him with this godlike, messianic messiah type system. And, I mean, Bush was weak. Bush was a petulant little devil, looked like a goblin, acted like a goblin. No one bought into what he was saying. With Obama, he's slick. He's dangerous. But regardless, there's another story here out of the mainstream news kind of documenting that Obama's doing his own Bush-style secrecy and declaring a lot of the executive powers that Bush did. But this is something, releasing these memos, but Sadly, federal courts had already ordered them released, and they were going to lose in court, so it's something they basically had to do. It's kind of giving the dog a bone.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products, and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, outside offshore private banks are openly announcing a new world order. They are openly bankrupting the planet. They pump trillions of dollars into private banks and brokerage firms and then say it's secret where the money's going. And then they have the gall to say, we're going to set up a world government that regulates and controls every facet of your life through carbon taxes and other financial taxes. And we're not going to turn the world economy back on until you do that. I'm going to get back into this and the other financial news coming up in the next segment. But I was listening to BBC radio in my car last night going home at midnight. And I heard them do a report on a novel mortgage plan in the United States. And this dovetails with what I've seen happen in England and other countries and what I've seen happen in the surrounding area of San Francisco. Government bureaucrats use environmental operations to kick people out of their houses, and then the bureaucrats themselves move into the homes. In Seattle, I've seen Seattle Times articles going back over a decade where in some areas the majority of bars are owned by police. And the police will go into the bathroom of a nice bar and restaurant, sell another officer cocaine, and then they seize the entire restaurant saying drug dealing was happening when they sell drugs to each other. I mean, it's completely illegal, but they don't care because they're so lawless. And they always present it like it's completely reasonable. This is out of the Newser newspaper. Virginia County holds unique lottery to help county employees buy homes, lower foreclosures. And it's billed like it's completely normal what's happening. And they give it that deceptive headline. This is exactly how the BBC reported on it, almost word for word. There's only one problem. They took $50 million of taxpayer money from property taxes and bought the mortgages, and they are giving police, firemen, county workers homes. Giving them homes with taxpayer money. And so this is how they're boosting the economy. It says, but the county also did not want to commit taxpayer funds, so they struck a deal with SunTrust Bank. The county put $50 million of its investment portfolio. Listen to how deceptive that headline is. See, this is a very wicked precedent being set. So, you know, they craftily put this idea out of how it's being done, and everything is deception. Listen to this carefully. But the county also did not want to commit taxpayer funds. So they're saying there's no taxpayer money. So they struck a deal with SunTrust Bank. The county put $50 million of its investment portfolio into certificates of deposit with SunTrust. Do you understand that? That was tax money. But see, counties, through the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, they claim that everything they put in these investment funds is separate from the budget. And in most cases, more than 75% of your tax money goes in to the second set of books. This is the big scam. The mafia set this up in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s in Chicago. It was called the 1313 model, and it was exported all over the country and the world in the early 1950s. Under the program, a person taking out a $200,000 mortgage would receive 2,500 in credits at closing. The money could be used to reduce closing costs or to buy lower interest rate. Participants are required to open a SunTrust banking account, but they also receive an additional $250 for doing so. And when I heard the BBC report, they had the county officials on there just admitting that they just go into these foreclosed homes, below $300,000 is the cap, and they're even given money to take the loan and given money to fix it up. And they had firefighters, people on there bragging about it, didn't realize what they were part of. But the county also did not want to commit taxpayer funds, so they struck a deal with SunTrust Bank. The county put $50 million of its investment portfolio into certificates of deposit with SunTrust. The bank agreed to offer a series of financial incentives to a select number of county employees, and they're now basically getting free houses. And remember the case a month ago in England where they caught them all over the country, where they go kick old people out of their houses, elder care does, and then they take over the house and say the house had a £1,000 a month bill, they'll reduce it down to £150, you know, not even what it's worth, because the government's paying for the housing. These people are sick. So that's what's going on. That's your bailout. Now, yeah, let's just, you know, move people into $300,000 houses for $500 a month a quarter of what they should be paying or less.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Rob Dew, one of our producers, is in studio. He's been reading over this article. Again, I just heard the BBC report last night and pulled up the story. He's working on getting somebody on to cover this and give us more info. But the headlines, Virginia County holds unique lottery to help county employees buy homes, lower foreclosures, and they spin it and say there's no taxpayer money, but it's a $50 million county investment fund money that they're putting in the SunTrust Bank. So that is taxpayer money. And then it says here in the story, its incentives are generous. Approved applicants, county employees only, receive interest-free second mortgages worth up to $92,000. Homeowners are not required to make payments on that mortgage while they live in the home. And if at the end of the 30-year mortgage, the homeowner still lives there, the entire mortgage is forgiven. And it says other counties are doing similar things in the state through the $4 billion to state and local governments from the Neighborhood Stabilization Program passed by Congress. I mean, so these programs are only for government employees, Rob.
Yeah, that's nice. I wish I was a government employee. Get a bigger house, you know. But
maybe they can all have their own Air Force One like Nancy Pelosi has now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the free cars and everything else they get. And that's off of our money, so don't forget that.
But what are they going to do while Everybody else is losing their jobs and going bankrupt, and they're just raising taxes, and more cops out writing tickets, and they're just, it's like a swarm of locusts.
Yeah, well, we've got a group hopefully coming on today from New Jersey. They're getting their property tax rates in 1 year going up 67%.
Even though actual property values have gone down.
Right, right.
And I'm seeing other counties around the country where, in some cases, housing prices have dropped by close to 50%, and they go, okay, it's no longer called a property tax. We're passing a new thing, a one-time fee for everybody in the city of $14,000 for roads.
Yeah, an assessment is what they call it. That's the nice word.
And if you don't like it, the police will come and throw you out of your house and take your home, and they'll move in.
Yeah. And the county that they're talking about, they say they've been hit hard by foreclosures. And, you know, the problem is they're inflated property rates. I mean, these people, you know, for a 3,000-square-foot home, they want $500,000. It's ridiculous. So.
Well, it's like that. I mean, housing used to be very affordable in Austin. Just in the last 10 years, it went where a house that should be $100,000 is $400,000.
Yeah.
And we're talking a 2,000-square-foot house. You want a 3,000-square-foot. You know, you're okay, we want $700,000. That house was $200,000, you know, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, that was part of the Ponzi scheme. Keep inflating the property rates, and then all of a sudden nobody can afford the housing, and so then they have to move out.
But, I mean, how can this county and others with a straight face sit there and say, we're doing this incentive that amounts to basically 75% off is the way I see it here, two mortgages.
Right.
And, well, I mean, how do you break this down? There's different ways to look at it.
You know, you got a $92,000 second mortgage. I mean, if you're buying a $300,000 house, that's pretty much a third off is what you're looking at. And, you know, you don't have to pay that back if you stay in the home for 30 years. So that's a really good deal.
Well, also, on the BBC, they were announcing just huge amounts of money. They had a firefighter on there. I couldn't drive, you know, write notes. I was driving to the Hill Country at midnight. But he was going, and I'm getting another $20,000 to fix it up, and then another $10,000 as a bonus because I did it, and basically, so this is great. I'm getting a $300,000 house for basically $100,000. That's where I come up with the 2/3 off because that's how they were implying it on the BBC. I don't know. I just know this is only for county people. And
well, yeah, we're going to do some investigating on this and find out what's going on. Maybe even interview this one of these people who's going through the process.
So the county,
see what they're doing.
So the county raises your rates on your home, your property tax, till you can't keep it, and then they move in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the tax rate's here. You know, it's an extra $5,000 on top of what you're paying for your mortgage.
Well, my house in the last few years has lost probably 25% of its value. And doesn't matter, I get the property taxes, it says my house is worth even more.
Yeah, it's going up 10% every year.
And then now I've got to spend time I don't have to go down and contest it and go right to court or whatever, and I probably won't. I'll probably say, okay, you know, you want to cheat me out of $1,000 or whatever, here it is.
Yeah, and that's the scheme. And then now they're going to take that money and go buy foreclosed properties and then give them to their county employees. That's just, you know, it's not fair at all to take money that we're putting into the system and, you know, spending it on themselves. So
sounds like the Soviet Union or party officials in communist China. That's how they do it there.
Yeah. Oh, and it has a nice face. They put a nice spin on it. I mean, as I'm reading the article, I'm like, wow, it's not so bad. And then you start reading more, and then you start looking at it, and you're like, wait a minute, $92,000 for a free second mortgage? Who gets that? Nobody gets that, unless you're in Prince William County. So.
Well, they go on to say that other counties are doing similar things, quote, even more aggressive.
But, sure. It's all to help the greater good, Alex, the greater good.
Well, this is how they're going to buy loyalty. And I kept telling people, because this happens in every third world country. It happened in Germany. This is how England was run for hundreds of years. I told you, the police and the government officials are going to move into your houses.
Yeah.
They're going to move into your houses. Do you read me?
If I was getting my house foreclosed on and I was in Prince William County, I wouldn't move out and I would apply for one of those free second mortgages.
And then when they don't give it to you, I'd sue.
Yeah.
Because that is discrimination.
It definitely is. And what do you call that, job discrimination? I don't work for the county, so I can't get the same deals as the county employees?
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of laws on this. It's like when they wouldn't give black folks or Native Americans loans,
mm-hmm.
You know, even though they have the same job as a white person, the same amount of years, and had good credit, they'd say, no, we're not giving you this to you.
Right.
Well, now it's another class, a super class. It's government or kind of a lordship.
Right. The government workers. Wow, the government workers are worth more than you.
Well, they're going to buy incredible loyalty from them pulling these type of shenanigans. But I've seen cases, like in San Francisco, where they'll just, well, there's a 10,000-plus acre piece of land right across the Golden Gate Bridge. And there were a lot of homeowners that had that property. And 15 years ago or so, you can pull up the San Francisco Chronicle, they just said, you know what, now no more building here, and we're making this a nature preserve, and we're going to force people, because it's now going to be a county nature preserve, to sell their houses. And then they set the price and basically did eminent domain. And then now they describe it, they built clubhouses for the county people and the police. Government officials live in these lavish homes right off the beach or in the gorgeous, I mean, it's the most beautiful place in the world. And it's and then the public, because it was supposedly a parkland, are supposed to be able to hike in there. The police arrest you. They go, "This is ours. Get out of here."
Right.
So they're actually seizing their own little fiefdoms.
They did something similar to that in one of the dock areas. A bunch of hippies were living in, you know, abandoned boats, and they'd kind of made that their little community. And they wanted the property, so they went in and kicked them out. And the police just ran them all out, and they came in and seized and sunk all the boats, and then started building on top of it. That was over in San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, well, that's not even that case. Here in Austin, Mayor Kirk Watson, through the SOS plan, seized in one grab 15,000 acres, a bunch of other separate parcels, and then now he owns the bank because he controlled the deals that were made that gives the loans to companies to build million-dollar ranchettes on it. Because that's what the elite want. They want to have, you know, 100-acre, 50-acre parcels. And it was going to be, quote, this 15,000-acre nature preserve. And then they grabbed a bunch of other land in East Austin, you know, and they built a huge spa, five-star resort, golf courses. And that was going to be our parkland. And no one was ever going to build on it, because if you built, the runoff would kill the salamanders.
Right, right.
I mean, this is so low down. I went to a smart growth conference in 1998 in Austin, and they had all these former Dallas Cowboys and the head of Bank of America and this bank and that bank, and there was like 4,000 people in there with giant screens as they were speaking, and they were going, "This is wonderful. Our profits will be insane." And I would walk up and say, "But you're stealing the property," and they would go, "That's right, it's ours." I think there's video of this out there, and they would just laugh. It was all just, it was mafia. It was nothing to do with the environment.
Yep, this is your government.
But meanwhile, they had these darling hippies who would come in with the tie-dyes and the long hair and the sandals. I'm not bashing them. I don't care how you look. I can care less. The point is, they were the darlings. Kind of a microcosm of these UN non-governmental organizations that they point at and say, that's who represents the people, some group they fund.
Right.
And they would, you know, "We're not going to let anybody build here. We're not going to let anybody build there. We're taking this guy's ranch. We're taking this guy's farm," and all the surrounding area around Austin as it was exploding in size. And they were the little darlings at city council all the time. They wanted, the people of Austin wanted, "Oh, it's so good. We're going to get these rich developers." Meanwhile, it was developers funding it, the land grab. And as soon as they got it passed, then the hippies were like, "Wait, you're building on it. You lied." And they said, "We're banning speaking except once a month for people. And you've got to sign up a week in advance. And we're not going to hear from you. And maybe we'll just get rid of citizens' communication altogether." And no longer are they the little darlings.
Mm-hmm.
Now they'll tell the police, escort them from the building. See, you're done. You were the little sucker. Now they're through with you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this new program works out, because they're using it. You know, they manufactured the crisis, and now they have the solution, you know, which is buying the property up and giving it to their employees.
You ought to see Kirk Watson. He was in KLBJ 590 a few months ago with some other state senators in the show right after me, because Beyond the Beltway, a syndicated show from Chicago, was in Austin doing a show locally. And so I leave the studio doing the syndicated show, and in comes the next syndicated show. And Kirk Watson saw me and turned white, like he had seen a 45-foot goblin. And then he starts going, "Oh, Alex, I really like you. Oh, hi, buddy. Hi," shaking my hand, because he knows I know what he's up to. And I was like, "Come on, Watson, how's all that land you grabbed?" And he, "Oh,
it's all good."
"Oh, come on, Alex." I mean, it's just incredible.
It's a good old boy network. Keeps getting bigger.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, they know we know, because let me tell you, I walk out and he's there, and he literally went white. And he went, he started going, he thought I was going to, I don't know, because I used to like follow him around and yell at him and stuff at city council meetings. I was like, "How dare you steal this?" You know, I'd have the poor rancher going, "Our 1,000 acres, we've had it since, you know, 1847, my great-great-grandpa, my cemetery." And
and they're taking the land and paying me 2 cents on the dollar for it. And no.
Yeah.
And now it's luxury homes.
Right. It's making more tax money for them.
And then they had a Supreme Court ruling, New London versus Kelo.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, they said if the Supreme Court said if private interests come and lobby and pay money to local officials to take your land, it's legal. They said open Roman-style theft.
Wow. What
I mean, listen, have you read the decision?
No.
It actually says that. It says if we decide something has a better economic aim, even for private interests, we're taking your land. And it said they're allowed to give money to lobby to take your land.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see is this new ruling that Hillary Clinton supposedly signed, this deal with China, how
yeah.
they can come in eminent domain. It'll be interesting to see how they're going to pull that
Well, what's really happening is under the IMF and World Bank receivership, that's why they're giving the Arabs all the ports and handing over whole highway systems to Spanish companies, because that is collateralized and that's true. Hal Turner, who always kind of exaggerates or spins things, or you know, a private company puts out an Amero coin as a joke,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes out and says it's a real Amero coin, and then he's come out and he's kind of simplified it and said, "Oh, the Chinese, you know, have done this," but unlike his normal hoaxes, it's almost true. It's almost true, that story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I mean, it basically is true. He just oversimplifies it and says it's China doing it and links to a Reuters article where China's saying, we want more guarantees on collateralization.
Right.
And then Hillary meets in secret and they say, okay. So it's probably true.
Yeah.
But, again, it's from him. So.
Know your neighbor.
Yeah. Well, we certainly know how. He's quite an individual. Hey, thanks for coming in here. And cool. I tell us about some of the guests that are coming up on the show today.
We got Richard C. Cook. He's written a new article that he wants to talk about. Mike Rivero is coming on.
Monthly visit.
Yeah, through Skype. And then we have Dan Itza and Paul Ingritson coming up from New Hampshire. They're having a rally on Wednesday, so they want to get some support out there for that, for their HCR 6, I believe it is.
Now they're having a rally very close to passing it there. Yeah. They're very close right now this week to passing it to the Senate in Oklahoma, past the House. And it's now over 30 states that have gotten on board with the sovereignty amendment.
Oregon, I've actually got a guy coming on Monday from Oregon, Dennis Richardson, I believe his name is. And they are just introduced a bill for sovereignty. And we're also talking with Tennessee right now, Susan Davis, I think, or Susan Lynn, I think is her name. And I don't know, I've been dealing with state governments for the last 2 weeks trying to get these guys on and talking with them, and it's really interesting because it's happening across America as we speak right now.
And now we're having tax revolts all over the country. So in the next few weeks we're going to shift out of the states.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still going to be focused on it and track it, but we've got that ball rolling thanks to you, the listeners. We're going to shift into county, city revolts.
Yep. And keep sending in your tips. Definitely send in your tips. My email is robd@infowars.com. That's robd@infowars.com.
Or the abbreviation of Rob Do. It's robd@infowars.com.
Correct. And definitely keep sending me your tips. Any tax revolts out there, we're gonna try to make that a series that we're going, especially into tax time. Let's talk about it more and, you know.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation. I haven't had him on in about 2 years.
Right.
Let's go ahead and get Joe Bannister on. Let's go ahead and get all the usual suspects on, Tommy Crier.
Yeah. Leading up, there's that. The 15th is the middle of the week. So
we In fact, you want to write that down. Just yeah. we'll do producer meetings here on air, total transparency.
Yeah.
Let's get Tommy Crier on. Let's get Joe Bannister on. Let's get Red Beckman on. Let's get, who else should I get on here? Did I tell you Bob Schultz? Oh, and let's get Larry Beecraft. These are all legitimate researchers and activists who won't get you put in prison. There's a lot of patriot mythology out there, and I wouldn't, you know, go, throw people over cliffs, so I'm certainly not going to have baloney people on the show. These are all legitimate. Yeah, let's set them up for next week.
Cool. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
We'll start doing it.
Appreciate that. You know, there's many days I get in here and the news is so horrible, so off the charts, so incredibly corrupt that I literally can't cover it. I mean, we have police beating up little children, beating up old ladies on video. We have all sorts of government being caught dealing drugs or stealing people's houses and kidnapping people's children. We have AIG getting another $30 billion. That's over $200 billion that AIG has gotten now. Over $200 billion. I think it's $300 billion. I've got it here in my stack, but... And they won't say where it's going. I mean, it just goes out the back door into private investments and bonuses in the Cayman Islands. CBS News admits over $250 million of the trillions in bailout has openly gone to the Cayman Islands. Just the Cayman Islands alone. Just the Cayman Islands. And now the news is reporting that Bernard Madoff's going to probably be able to keep his penthouse, his $60 million penthouse, and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, this guy is not in jail. This guy is allowed to stay in his house and ship, you know, all these jewels out to his family that's now in Latin America. You know, they've run down to Latin America. I mean, that's who runs the country. And instead we just let them sit there and be official and boss us around and say, the police are spying on you to stop Al-Qaeda, not to protect us from our crimes. I mean, it's asinine. Arrest them all.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Great things are happening. Through adversity, the decadent people of the West are being forced to see what nest in our capitals, the international crime syndicate known as the New World Order. I was on Kerrang Radio out of London, national radio in England yesterday for 45 minutes, and the host came on. I've been on the show many times, and he said, Alex, I was driving down the road in London today and saw a huge yellow truck with Infowars.com on the side. Are you paying for that? And I said, no, and he kind of didn't believe it. And people all over the world are seeing Infowars.com sprayed as graffiti on walls. It's on cars. It's on trucks. It's in people's yards. We get photos sent all the time from New Zealand and Russia and Romania and South Africa, Mexico, Brazil. I've had photos sent to me in Hawaii, you know, where people put up signs or carve it in rocks at waterfalls. I mean, it's just everywhere. And we're just one little group in this fight. It's just growing exponentially. And I have to tell you, all hype aside, the Obama deception is the most powerful film I have ever made. You know, I tend to say Endgame is the most powerful film I've ever made. You know, and before that, Terror Storm was the most powerful because they just get better and better. We get better at this. We get more informed, more knowledge, more info, more professional, better equipment, thanks to your support. But this one, just because of the hype of Obama, it's going to go completely viral, and the information is all just devastatingly accurate and hardcore. All his lies, his corruption, the banker's agenda, the New World Order. It shatters the left-right paradigm. It is 110 minutes long, so 10 minutes shy of 2 hours, and then it has 20 minutes of extras and a little Easter egg or two in there, too, but a few little hidden goodies. Just an amazing film is all I can say, and I can't wait. The cover has been sent off to be printed. The film has been sent off to be mass-produced. This is very, 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 very exciting. And to be in this position, just everything I basically in my life, I guess, was building towards this point. I mean, I had no intentions. I just wanted to get on the media and warn people locally that they were land grabbing. That was my main reason for trying to get on air, and they'd laugh at me in radio stations. I was taking RTF. They said, you got to become an intern and basically wait 10 years to get on air. And I'd call into talk shows, and they'd make fun of me when I was trying to warn people and warning them about gun legislation, the restricted Second Amendment. So I went down and got an Access TV show and literally ran the whole thing for several years by myself, learned how to edit on a big reel-to-reel, three-quarter-inch tape, learned how to splice tape, learned how to cut tape. And, I mean, they had primitive stuff from, like, basically 1970s technology in the mid-1990s. And so can you imagine when I discovered computers and got the money to buy computers, what it was like? And I would sit there and voice it over myself, you know, live on the tape as it was rolling over the video. I would, you know, do a quick voiceover and then stay up all night long and, you know, make my first films. And then I got the radio show. And right at the time, video was starting to go viral on the internet, and we had some of the first viral videos. I didn't know I was pioneering this new form of gonzo journalism of confronting politicians and then putting it on the web. And we really trailblazed so much, and it was all by accident.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.